800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number two. And you, again, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, 800-259-5791, you take control of the airwaves. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system, over 79,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over 1,100 people interacting there, and it's all totally free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We got calls rolling in. This is the show about your calls, so we need to go to them. Let's talk to Sleepy in Utah. Sleepy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Sleepy. Good. What's up?
Well, I called you guys, 2 months ago about a DUI situation I got with sleeping pills.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You'd taken sleeping pills, and for some reason you were delayed before you could get home.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, you were pulled over. Give us a quick recap, because I don't remember.
Right. Yeah, I barely even remember now. It took forever to get it done. But I've been taking sleeping pills. I take them every night, and then I drive home, because they take like an hour, hour and a half to kick in.
You take them at work or something, and then you drive
home. No, And, yeah, my girlfriend's house. And then, so one night I got delayed and I went home and I was just kind of out of it and I got pulled over and I got a DUI and stuff.
Right.
And I gave him blood and everything and I passed, you know, all the breathalyzers. And so finally I went to court like 5 times in the last 2 months and I got a lawyer. And I just got my sentencing today.
Okay.
And because the toxicology report said that I took what I was prescribed, I didn't get a DUI, I just got a reckless driving. So that was kind of cool, but
reckless is not that great.
Well, yeah,
but it's better,
a lot better
than DUI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So,
deal,
anyways,
man.
The interesting part is I was chatting with my lawyer today, and he was just we were just kind of bored and waiting for our turn, and he was just telling me about he used to be a prosecuting attorney down in southern Utah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's all, yeah, I'm a member of the Libertarian Party. I was like, wow, really? And
a prosecutor?
I was really surprised. And he's
really?
Like, yeah, I'm all, so why were you a prosecutor for the state? And he's all, oh, there's a small town down south. And a libertarian judge actually got appointed.
Huh.
And so he was looking for a libertarian prosecuting attorney. And so I was really interested. He was like, he said that they had a really cool system going down there where the judge did not want to prosecute anyone for a crime that was victimless.
Wow.
Like, possession.
In Utah.
Yeah, I was so surprised. It was a really small town, but
of all places.
Yeah, so the judge went and handpicked him out because he was a registered member of the Libertarian Party and he was a lawyer. And so I don't know, I just thought that was really cool. It was kind of got my spirits up going. I mean, I was a little pessimistic, you know, because I've been going to the court and you just see everyone getting busted for all this stupid stuff. And he's like, no, you just got to keep a positive attitude. And
wow.
Yeah, him and this judge just said no matter what a cop brought in, if it was victimless, they'd drop it.
Throw it out. Amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, amazing.
You know,
so
that's what we need
cool.
We need to emulate that. We need to make sure that happens a lot in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Sleepy. 800-259-5791. You know, taking sleeping pills every night, is that good for you?
It's not recommended, certainly.
Won't you fall asleep eventually?
Well, who knows? I'm not the one to hear.
You can't stay awake forever.
I'm not the one here to tell people what kind of medications they'd take. In the same way that I shouldn't be telling people whether or not they should smoke marijuana.
Indeed.
And the fact is, if the man feels that he needs to have them, I'd say that he needs that. If he was a close friend of mine, I would have a talk to him about addiction, and you know, let's take a look at that and see if that's where that's at. But you know, I mean, if you got to sleep, you got to sleep. I know what it's like. I have sleeping problems.
Do you?
I drug myself to go to sleep. I smoke a cigar, and I couldn't go to sleep without it. And if I, sometimes I'll wake up hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours after going to sleep, and then I'll be up for 3 or 4 hours.
Jeez.
And then I'll get back to sleep just long enough that I'm really tired when I go to work.
That's no fun. Let's go to the phones. To Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey there. You guys were talking about Hitler and could he have gone to heaven at the last minute if he had repented?
Right.
And I just wanted to point out the flip side of that, argument, which would be that all of the Jews that Hitler killed would have gone to hell.
Why?
Well, because they weren't Christians.
Well, I think a lot of Christian. Here's what my mother taught me, and that I believe that people make up what they want to believe in their religions, and that's how religions have sort of evolved over time, and that's why God isn't so mean as he used to be. They say it's a new covenant or whatever. That's just my belief. But my mom said that the Jews were God's chosen people, so he wouldn't let them go to hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but believe that he would.
Well, now, just because, if that's the case that the Jewish people did or didn't, or if they did go, whatever, to hell, that doesn't justify killing them, of course, right?
No, I was just pointing out how sick is it that you would believe that Hitler could go to heaven, yet all of the people he killed would have gone to hell.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Yes, good juxtaposition there. Now, so you agree then, Luke, that it's a little asinine to suggest that a mass murderer like that could just have it all forgiven in an instant?
Well, I think it's more asinine to think that somebody who has different beliefs than you is going to go to hell for it.
Interesting. Luke,
now, there's some room, I believe it's in Romans, and I'm not the one to go tell in chapters and verses. I'm not a preacher. I'd make a very bad one, considering I don't believe... Jesus saved me. I'd make a very bad Christian preacher. But at the same time, I
could do it.
There's a... how could
for
you
the money.
Well,
a lot of them do.
You're great on air. I don't doubt you would be able to.
A lot of them are just a bunch of hucksters.
In the same way, I can't argue a point I don't believe on this show. I don't think you... I don't really know.
I would never do it.
Yeah.
I just said I could.
I don't even know if you could. Anyway, the point is that Romans has a verse where it sort of talks about... a chapter where it sort of talks about people who would be like natives, never been introduced to the Word of God, never, seen the gospel of Jesus, that kind of thing. And that if they're, good people that live good lives, that they'll go to heaven.
I know what verse you're talking about, because
really?
I used to be one of these people. And, the evangelicals, they'll read that verse, and they'll kind of twist it and say, well, what that means is that... you can know enough about God to be guilty and go to hell, but you can't know enough about him to be able to be saved.
They'll say whatever they want to say. I don't know what that means either.
But, it's really...
What is that explanation? I'm sorry, I didn't get the explanation.
The verse says that, nature reveals certain things about God.
Yes.
And what the evangelicals say is that it reveals enough for you to know that you're a sinner and therefore make you guilty. But
I don't know if nature... How does nature reveal that you're a sinner?
I'm not defending this, but...
He wasn't saying you were. He's just asking.
That's the point of Christianity that I really differ with, is that we're so bad. I mean, I look around the world and I see wonderful, great things. I see trees. I see grass. I see the moon is the perfect size to eclipse the sun. I think that's amazing. Mathematically, really unlikely. I think God is a wonderful, loving creature. How the heck do you get we are bad out of that?
Well, apparently they're contrasting us with the almighty power of God.
Have you ever seen a predatory animal capture and kill its prey? It's awful.
I mean, if he really did make us in, if there is a God, and I don't think there is, but if he made people in his image, why would he make them bad?
Well, again, the talking point answer to that is, well, they ate the fruit in the Garden of Eden, so they...
Silly.
They
Silliness.
All of their descendants.
Yeah, base everything on a book. Thanks for the call, Luke.
No,
we appreciate it, man. Base all of your beliefs off an old manuscript. Ludicrous. Well, Gene, the Christian anarchist, appropriately enough, is on the line.
Here to chastise us.
Yes.
Or you, at least. Not me. I've been good.
This is your show. Yeah, but you still question things.
I do make... I certainly have
the evangelicals
questions.
Don't like that sort of... Not that Gene's an evangelical. I don't know. Maybe he is.
Ask
this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. And it's not just any old photo. It's one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. In the picture, the lady in question will validate herself. Usually that means holding up some sort of signage that references the show, but basically so there's no question that you really are who you claim to be, because we don't want to be fooled. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you at freetalklive.com. It's not a beauty contest, ladies.
Everybody wants to see genuine pictures.
Exactly. So take a look at that. We got calls to go to here. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mamich. Hello.
Greetings.
Hey, Gene, what's up?
Well, I wanted to call you up since you were talking about Christianity and give you a slightly different view.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you'll find too many Christians that have a view like I do. Basically, I'm Ian, except for I believe in Jesus.
Right. I understand. So, I get the difference. I know that essentially you believe the stuff that Ian believes, and you're Christian.
That's right. I don't think there's too many things that Ian and I disagree on except for Christianity. That's probably
the case.
But my view of Christianity, and I've been a Christian on and off for most of my life, since I was 18 years old, which brings us all the way back to 1970.
Okay.
So I've been through a lot of different kinds of religious phases. I was one of the Jesus freaks in the 60s and the 70s. One of
the long-haired friends of Jesus.
Long-haired hippie Jesus freak standing out on the street corner passing out tracts. That was
really?
And
you don't do that stuff anymore, huh?
No, not really.
Why? Why'd you stop?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be very profitable. I just like to talk to people when I run into them and tell them what I think.
You found that people were sort of offended by having it shoved in their face?
Yeah, it works actually for some people. It doesn't work for a lot of others. But
yeah, like people that need friends?
All right.
You know, my view of Christianity, and I've studied the Bible for all these years, and I've read it many times, and I know all of these verses that everybody throws in everybody's faces. But see, I don't believe everything that's in the Bible simply because it's a translation of a translation of a translation, and people have had political points that they've tried to push throughout history that they have managed to twist and pervert. And I don't believe that what we have today is 100% God's word. I believe it's close.
What would the evangelicals say to a claim like that? I mean, when you bring up the fact that it is a translation of a translation of a translation.
They would deny, you know, they would say that the Holy Spirit has kept it pure through all the years, which I suppose could be possible, but I just don't believe it.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit has watched over every individual that has translated the Bible. Silliness.
So, Gene, if you believe it's subjective,
for free will.
If it's subjective and you get to believe what you sort of want to, pick and choose out of it, because I'll tell you, the reason I have difficulty with Christianity is because I have difficulty imagining somebody being a Christian that doesn't believe every dot and tittle of the Bible.
Well, I'm one. What I believe is that Christ is the Savior of the world. Now,
right.
Here's one that's going to shock you guys even more, is that I believe everybody's saved, including him. He just doesn't know it yet.
So you tell me I get a free pass, huh?
See, Jesus died once for all. He paid the price for everybody's sin.
So does that mean you don't believe that there's a hell?
I believe that all references to hell are they're an analogy. They're not an actual place, I don't think.
And the Bible's not real clear that people go to hell after they die. I mean, it's not
the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament versions of hell that I don't necessarily believe that there is such a physical place.
Hmm.
And I think maybe what it represents is the pain and suffering that each man is going to feel when they realize after they're dead and stand before God that he really existed all this time and they were stupid enough not to believe him. I believe that's what the real hell is. And
maybe.
I believe that everybody, even Hitler, is going to be in heaven. People say, how can Hitler be in heaven? But, you know,
are they going to at least make him, like, take out the trash and stuff while he's there?
Yeah, he probably has to scoop out the doggy-doo or something, but you know, if you believe that Jesus died for everybody's sins and that he wiped out the sins of the world, then he wiped out Hitler's sins.
You gotta say, Gene is one of the more interesting Christians out there, isn't he?
There's lots of interesting Christians, and I even talked to one guy who didn't believe the books of Paul, that Paul wrote, which...
Hey, you know what? Pick and choose, select whatever's right for you. Gene, anything else on your mind tonight?
Other than that, I just say that I interpret everything that I read through my heart and what I believe that God is, and he's a loving God, and he loves everybody, and it says that he is not willing that any should perish. I don't think any will.
Well, but I like your version, quite honestly, that everybody goes to. I really do. I
certainly mean, more accepting than most of the Christians.
It answers more of my questions. I got a question. What is this, to you, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit thing? What is that?
I'm not sure. I actually did a Bible study on that back when I was a Jesus freak.
Yeah, and I don't know either. I mean, I must have spent... I can't tell you how many preachers that I've heard preach on this, and it's the only reference to this. One reference.
Well, I came up with the same thing that you said earlier, was that the only interpretation that made sense to me after looking at all the verses referring to it was that it meant that blasphemy of the Holy Spirit was just never believing in Jesus. That's what I came up with at that time.
Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. As always, 800-259-5791. That's interesting hearing a Christian say that they were once a Jesus freak. And that just means they're really into it, huh? They were really, like outgoing style Christians.
I think anybody who got like saved or converted to Christianity was probably that way to some extent or another. I mean, you know, you in the same way that libertarians or now just libertarians, man, they're on fire for that stuff. They want to talk about it.
Or liberty freaks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
All right, from the Christian anarchist to the Christian minarchist.
What's up, Dave?
I have an update for you on the Katrina bill.
Oh, yeah, this is the bill in New Hampshire that is going to outlaw, to ban, essentially, federal handgun confiscation.
Right. Correct? It would make, were it to pass, it would make a felon of any law enforcement officer or official who seizes or orders the seizure of lawfully born firearms during a state of emergency.
Indeed, which is, of course, exactly what happened in New Orleans, where the cops, they had California Highway Patrolmen going around taking people's guns from them. This would make that illegal.
Correct.
What's going on?
It would lock up the guys who do it. Anyway, the hearing for that was about 3 days ago, and it went much better than I expected it to. I think it has a chance of passing committee. Cool. I think its chances of becoming law are small, and I think it's probably even against the odds that it will get all the way through the committee. But
why do you think that is? I mean, I thought there were a lot of gun people up in New Hampshire. I thought there were a lot of people that appreciated the Second Amendment. Don't you think that they would get behind this and go and testify and that sort of thing?
That's what gives me more hope than I had when I first requested the bill. And that was the fact that almost nobody testified against it. There were 15 people, mostly Free Staters, who testified in favor of it. There was one government official who requested amendments, which were not extremely bad. And there was one Free Stater who requested amendments also. But most people got up there and just railed in favor of this thing, including, I think, three different state reps, one of whom was the sponsor and is on that committee.
Dave, I want to keep you on because
right.
I want to talk about the cigarette ban. I think it's really important. It's being proposed now in New Hampshire, I thought it was for all businesses, but apparently it's just for restaurants and bars. But nonetheless, I definitely want to talk to you about it. I want to find out what plans you guys have to fight this. Hang on, Dave. 800-259-5791, because this needs to be fought tooth and nail. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I think it needs to be fought tooth and nail. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, We are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives there, the last 9 months of the show. We give them all to you right there on the front page of the website. So go grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh, I am.
Now, Dave, I got wind the other day of a news story from New Hampshire. There's some sort of, I don't even know, some sort of locally produced television show about New Hampshire and things going on in the state. And one of the packages that they had put together was basically a propaganda piece about smoking. It's kind of like an anti-smoking propaganda hit piece. And they were talking about how there's a proposed bill by one of the senators in New Hampshire to ban cigarette smoking from restaurants and bars. And I found it really disturbing. Of course, it came from an emotional standpoint. The way they put the news package together, you know, they interviewed people who had come down with some sort of sickness, and they attributed it to cigarette smoke. When of course, it could have been attributed to several different things. And they made it very emotional. They talked to a bar owner who was complaining. They had a bar owner on this video who was complaining because he doesn't like the cigarette smoke, but if he's going to ban cigarettes from his bar voluntarily, that just means he's going to lose business, and that's not fair to him. So
is
he
there
wants
anything. Yeah, is there anything more pathetic than a business person pining for regulation?
Yeah,
it is really bad.
He wants to control everybody.
It's like somebody complaining about vitamins and minerals, but they don't like the taste of supplements. You don't want them, don't take them.
Well, hey,
but don't complain that you don't get it.
Well, in this case, the thing is, if you didn't want to smell cigarette smoke, it's not like it was a secret.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting here on, I don't know how much it takes to start your own bar,
right.
$20,000. You're sitting on $20,000, and you're thinking, boy, let's see, I could start my own art studio. I could open up a bar. I'm going to open a bar. Well, you must know, if you've ever been in a bar, that people smoke cigarettes in
cigarette smoke? The guidance counselor didn't tell me that when I signed up for bar owner.
And if you are owning a bar, you should be expecting that sort of thing. And if you don't want to encounter the cigarettes and it's your lifelong dream to own a bar, then you've got a problem.
Well,
you've got
make
something
a bar.
You need to rectify.
Well, make a bar where cigarettes are banned and see if people come to it. Maybe they will.
He's concerned. He doesn't think it would happen. He thinks that you have to ban them.
There's two ways to find out. One way is doing it yourself. The other way is forcing everybody else to do it.
It's obvious that he likes the money better that he's making at that bar than more than he likes the risk or the chance that he might get some sort of health problem from it. But nonetheless, I saw this package, and it was disgusting to me. And what was most disgusting was the state senator, who was interviewed on the tape, because they actually, to their credit, the people that put this package together put some clips from some of the free staters who were speaking out against this at the hearing that the Senate had. They put some of their clips in there, which was good, and they had some good clips. But after that, they went to the senator, and they obviously asked her questions about the liberty perspective. They asked her questions about, you know, these people that were claiming it was an infringement on their freedoms. And she said, "Oh, I would never sponsor nanny state legislation."
She looked right in the camera and said that. Isn't it great that the word is at least getting out there? And I hear that whenever I go to state house hearings now, I hear somebody saying, "Well, I'm pro-freedom, but..." Or they'll say, "Well, I believe in live free or die, but..." And that's what you're starting to get now. But, yeah, this bill is a serious threat. It's not to be underestimated. I asked a rep that was there, and he told me that testimony ran 10-1 in favor of the bill. And when the Free Staters told me it ran 8-1 in favor of the bill, so that's a verification. It was probably about 9-1 in favor of the bill.
We've been through this down here in Florida. There's an entire statewide ban on smoking in any business establishment unless it's a certain type of bar or unless it's a home-based business. Otherwise, any business is banned. And they did a great job. The anti-smoking Nazis, you know, to their credit, of running a very emotional campaign, running campaign ads using children. Saying, I've got asthma because I was in a bar and there was cigarettes around. And, I mean, that was the essence of the commercial. It was a cute little girl, and it tugs at your heartstrings, and so 70%...
My mama takes me in bars!
Well, whatever. It was restaurants. But 70% turned out and voted in droves for this legislation, and that's because it's so emotionally based. So you guys really have your hands full up there, and I wish we could be there to help you out with this. I know that they're starting the fire brigade as a result of this. Have you heard about this?
And if this gets killed, it will be because there are Free Staters here. I don't think there is any way this could have been stopped 3-4 years ago with no Free Staters here. But now, at least there's a chance of stopping it.
I think that there needs to be more done than just. If this goes through, I would really like to see some civil disobedience in this case. We need to find some bar owners. We need to find some restaurant owners that are willing to allow civil disobedience at their location and have some of the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, the NHFree.com crew, come in there and, you know, just start smoking cigarettes in there.
Well, it would be good for a bar owner because it would be a minimal fine probably, but it would be great publicity.
It would.
To refuse to pay the fine as well.
Yeah.
And that's really who's getting hurt here is the bar owners. If I pay all the money, if I bought the land or rented the bar and I've furnished it and I've done whatever, it takes to get it opened, I've staffed all the people, and you're going to tell me I can't allow smoking in my business?
You don't control your own business.
That's just wrong.
You put your assets on the line, you put your money on the line, but you don't get to make choices.
It doesn't make any sense.
The somewhere, Senate knows best.
Somewhere the business and personal got separated. You know, I am me. It's my business. I don't understand. A man should be allowed to pursue his own work the way he wants to.
So I just want to make sure you guys are on top of that, Dave. What do you got planned?
I was actually not at that hearing. I was at a different hearing that day. But for me, I haven't thought of what I'm going to do about this specific bill. I tend to just kind of, I don't know, I guess I'm too spontaneous. I just jump on whatever liberty thing I'm feeling like doing at the moment.
Right.
And as opposed to, you know, trying to focus on just one thing that everyone else is focusing on. I haven't done anything about this bill myself.
Well, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. But I got to say, man, this is one of the biggest threats to freedom that you guys have come across in the last year or so.
I've definitely smoked them, and I say don't. But, if you're gonna, I think you should be free to.
Because they're attacking property rights. This isn't about cigarettes.
Yeah, it's property
about property rights.
It absolutely is.
I would say anyone who's on your show who's considering this and worried about it, maybe moving to New Hampshire, the best thing you can do from where you are, if you're not in New Hampshire yet, is just go to NHFree.com and stay in touch with what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Dave. We really appreciate it, as always, sir. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. And Walt is on the line. Walt in Kansas City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mamich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I wish you guys wouldn't talk about smoking.
Why?
Why is that?
Well, you just made me light up a fresh Macanudo.
Oh, we made you do it, huh, Walt? We can.
I tell you, when I get down to the end that I chew on for a while, and then suck on it just a little bit more to get the last few puffs out of it while it stays in my finger, I really wish I had one of these politicians who puts all of these stupid laws in place that I could butt it out in his forehead.
I love it, Walt. Hang on a second, man. We're going to come back to you. Didn't give me much time there. 800-259-5791. I'm just imagining. He's got that buzz cut. He's still got that military buzz cut. I'm just imagining Walt just shoving a burning ember into the politician's face.
I wonder if he snips the end or just bites it off.
We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cardiovite is an all-natural supplement. So call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates. Just sign up for free at updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Back to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to give a website out that I think people ought to go to if they really...
It's not long, is it?
No. All no, right. No, we can forget all the backslashes and colons
okay.
And dots.
You can do it once, Walt. Go ahead.
Okay. TopSecretTraining.com.
What's that all about?
Okay.
How to kill a man with your pinky finger.
Well, pretty much. It gets you started in the mindset. That was the kind of training that I had, and that type of training has actually been banned by Congress because it makes you too vicious.
Really?
You can make a black belt look like chicken soup.
Nah, you're being facetious. I mean,
somebody
that's...
I can show you what a black belt is good for.
Hold up your pants?
Yeah.
Seriously, Walt? I mean, black belts have been studying martial arts for a long time.
Those guys learn all that stuff, and I learned all that stuff because it's all in your mind in the first place. Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm not calling here to talk about how tough I am or any of this.
Okay.
Everybody needs to go to that website. The guy has this has actually been banned by Congress. He's got like 3 CDs. And some books and other stuff, and yeah, it's expensive, but I guarantee you, you need to learn that.
How are you gonna, I'm sorry, excuse me if I'm a skeptic here, Walt, But how are you going to learn anything about self-defense and that sort of thing from listening to CDs and reading books?
Well, DVDs. I'm sorry, DVDs.
Whatever.
And also, well, I don't know. I can't explain it, but my attitude is this. Do you know why CIA agents and FBI agents wear ties?
Why?
Because it's real good for jarheads to introduce them to the floor with.
Thanks, Walt.
No.
Okay, what do you want?
No, I didn't call to talk about how tough I am. I know that there's other jarheads, and how about you brothers out there, brother Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs? Come on, guys. Get with it. Your country that you swore an oath to protect and defend is being stolen right out from under you.
Yeah.
Quit getting high. Quit getting drunk. Throw the remote in the trash, for that matter. Throw the TV in the trash.
I agree with that.
And do something. Why the hell is it that I am the guy who calls into these talk shows and gives Washington, D.C. hell? You know you followed legal orders just like I did. Aren't you mad about it? I'm mad enough that I would like to butt my cigar out in all of their foreheads.
Walt, I totally understand. I mean, I understand as well as I can, considering I wasn't actually in the military. But, it's a good question. What is with all the veterans? I mean, have they just been totally defeated? Are they just totally, have they given up completely?
Let me tell you something. You know why people fail? Because they quit.
That's true. You're absolutely right. Well, thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. There's no doubt that the only way to fail is to quit. I mean, what would have happened, man, if after Free Talk Live was taken off the air for the first time, if we had just said, oh, gosh, I guess we weren't cut out for this talk show stuff. We might as well go back to doing whatever it was we were doing before.
I'd have probably laughed at you a lot less. Like, you know, when you told me to do those shows, come on over, we're going to do some shows on the internet.
Oh, you mean the internet shows,
yeah. The internet shows, and then, there was the days on the AM, and I'm like, right. I can't do this.
The brokered AM station.
What are you doing? Right. Leave me alone. But, it's your dream that brought this thing around, I've got to say. I've been around since the beginning.
It's not just everybody has dreams, right? I mean, everybody has things that they want, the things that they would like to have, but as Walt put it, if you give up on your dreams, then you're guaranteed to never have them.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And
if you settle for less, that's what you'll get.
I'm beginning to realize that all we've got to do is keep Free Talk Live on the air. Just keep broadcasting every single night.
Yep.
And the listeners will come. We'll be on stations at some point. It's amazing to me, but it's true.
Well, because, what I did, basically, I gave people what I wanted. I wanted to hear a libertarian talk show. I wanted to hear a real libertarian on the radio. And they're not out there. They're not sure. Okay, Harry Brown, he does have a libertarian show. But there's no mainstream, general audience, real show hosted by libertarians. So I did it myself. That's what you got to do. You want something done right, do it yourself. 800-259-5791 to the phones. We go George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Walt for president, no wait.
I'd vote for him. Who's going to be his running mate?
I don't know, Penn or Teller.
Actually, that's who I really, honestly, would like to see run. That would be my fantasy ticket in 2008 if Penn and Teller ran for president.
Oh, amen to that. Anyway, I'm calling because I read in the business section of today's post and I found some good news. Ever heard of a bank called BB&T?
Actually, I've heard about this. Give me more info, because I know what you're going to talk about. It's good stuff.
Yeah, they pretty much just up and decided the other day that they will not loan to any government or company for any development that involves the use of eminent domain.
Yeah, as I understand it, they're one of the top loan companies in the United States, and like one of the top four. And now they're saying, no way. If you're involved in taking property from somebody, we're not giving you money. Which I think is
That doesn't deserve a pause, nothing does.
It's awesome.
Right there.
I think it's a great little free market solution to this government problem of stealing property that we have. George, thanks for the clue, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, even in these remaining moments, 800-259-5791 will slip in here and you can talk about what's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff, and it's all for free. Everything from live streaming to months worth of archives to the bulletin board system. You get it on the house. If you like that, if you like the show, if you like what we're doing here with Free Talk Live, spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the world, well, we'd like for you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. What's that mean, Manwich?
That means that you help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's sort of like our little club. You give us $3 a month. We give you archives and...
Classic archives,
all kinds of benefits.
Yeah, there's perks involved. Mm-hmm. And long term, there's some really cool things that we're going to do, including the very final goal of the project, the AMP program, is to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. That's like cutting out an entire break, basically. It's good stuff. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you get all the details on that. By the way, the money that comes in goes to advertise, market, and promote the show. It doesn't go to any paychecks or anything like that. In fact, we don't get paychecks on this show at this point.
Nope, so, no, we don't.
Yeah, over 3 years on the air, and nobody's really gotten paid.
Not any real paychecks.
So amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about it there. To the email box we go to Tomer. He emails in. I just had to respond to the segment on the over-medication of children. It might encourage you to know that it's an international problem. Parents listen to all sorts of experts and destroy their kids for life. I think it's worse in the United States compared to Israel, which is where he lives. But I guess it's bad everywhere in Western civilization. When I was a kid, my parents were told by countless so-called experts that I had all sorts of problems. Nobody expected me to go to school in a normal class with normal kids. Nobody expected me to successfully serve my 3 mandatory years in the military, not to mention a driver's license or university. Nevertheless, I've done all of those things, and the only reason I was successful in doing it is the fact that my parents ignored all of the experts. The only element of my education that screwed me was the fact that I was over-sheltered. I assume that was because my mother was paranoid when I was growing up, and that's the only thing these experts are good for, making parents paranoid. I can thank God my parents never listened to these people. The experts can thank God I don't know where they live.
Now, I've got to say that it's a powerful place to come from. Like, he's saying, I'm in control of my own life and my own actions, and that's great. There are people that are mentally ill out there, and they probably need medication and guidance, you know.
But I got to agree with Tomer. I mean, I got to agree with him that they're over, they're frequently telling people that they're something's wrong with them, when in fact, it's just the conditions they're in. It's the schools that they're in. The fact that they're not being challenged. That's why they're acting out. That sort of thing. Like the ADD epidemic that we have in this country.
If there were no if there were no crazy people, there'd be no psychologists, right?
No,
there would not. I mean, if there was no way diagnosed crazy, then there would be no psychologists.
That said, the psychologist does have an incentive to tell you that you are crazy.
Absolutely.
So you keep coming back.
He has an incentive, and it pays his paycheck.
So there aren't as many crazy people as we might think there are.
I believe that, yes, I believe that's true. And absolutely.
Nonetheless, I got to agree with Tomer. If you're a parent and somebody's telling you that you should do something about your kids, go get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions. Don't just take one person's advice. And try to keep your kids off the drugs, you know? Off of the prescription drugs. Because those things are dangerous. They can affect kids in a real bad way, from what we've seen. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man, what's
tomorrow? We'll be here again for the Friday night edition at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. See you then.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kit.